Essay, The Best Souvenir, by Tan Ying Zhen. Before my recent trip to Japan, I asked my family and friends, what souvenirs would you like? Their answers ranged from the predictable to the not so predictable. Some of the items they've asked me to buy are a Daruma doll. My colleague's husband has been taken with these dolls ever since he chanced upon them online. Although Singapore's Takashimaya sells Daruma dolls, he finds them too pricey. Deodorant. My cousin is a member of the school volleyball team. When she tried the citrusy deodorant water I'd bought in Japan, she thought it would be perfect for use after volleyball practice. Potato chips. My friend loves potato chips, and particularly Japanese potato chips. We can get certain Japanese brands of potato chips in Singapore, but they are usually manufactured in Taiwan or Malaysia. Potato chips made in Japan are lighter, crispier, and more flavorful than their same brand counterparts made elsewhere. A Japanese children's storybook. My colleague collects children's storybooks, both for pleasure and for use in therapy work. She supports young people recovering from mental illness. She doesn't read Japanese, so I've promised to translate it into English for her. Japanese eye drops. After trying the eye drops I bought in Japan, a colleague asked me where I'd gotten them. I didn't have time to search for it in Singapore, so I've decided to get it in Japan. Warabi mochi powder. My friend loves warabi mochi, and it's her default dessert choice whenever we are having Japanese food. I told her I used to make my own when I was living in Japan, and she's been longing to try it. Japanese magazines. My friend and I are both huge fans of Japanese books and magazines. We have a limited selection in the local Japanese bookstores, and the prices could be 80% higher than what we'd pay in Japan. A surprise. My colleague is a Japanophile, but she couldn't think of a single thing she'd like me to buy for her. She said, "The pleasure is in discovering something new and interesting." So I've decided to try and surprise her with something she has never seen before. These items may seem more mundane than the cute souvenirs found near tourist attractions, but I'm sure the recipients will be happy to get them. As for myself, the best souvenir ever would be quality time spent with my ex-colleagues, friends, and ex-students. Such moments are priceless and irreplaceable, and unlike physical souvenirs, won't take up any space in my suitcase. With no worries of overweight baggage, I'm delighted to be accumulating as many beautiful memories as I can.